Scott, Brother, Ballinger, E.S., Buchanan. St. Helena, California, July 8, 1906. Brethren Scott, Ballinger, and Buchanan. Dear Brethren, I have recently had a visit from Brother Kellogg, in a conversation with me regarding his son Herbert, who is a graduate from a medical college. Brother Kellogg expressed a desire that Herbert might find some employment with Dr. Buchanan in Paradise Valley. Brother Kellogg thought his son might be of service at the sanitarium, and that the location might be beneficial for his health. I present this matter to you for your consideration. Can he not be employed in the sanitarium? Brother Henry Kellogg has helped the cause liberally. He does this in a quiet way and makes no boast of what he has done. He has supported his son while he was obtaining a medical education, and I am sure that he would see that the sanitarium lost nothing in trying to help the doctor. If you would take an interest in Dr. Herbert Kellogg, it would be greatly appreciated by his father. As one of the investors in the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, I venture to suggest that you give this young man a trial. He has had a good education. If he could feel that he was accomplishing something, it would put new heart and courage in him. If he needs any special treatment, do for him what he needs. If he can help in the medical work, let him have something to do. I now leave the matter with you and ask you to write to his father about it. I am recovering from an attack of influenza. Yesterday I spoke at the sanitarium from the 15th chapter of John. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Verse 5. I was strengthened to speak for an hour. The chapel was well filled. This is the first time I have spoken at the sanitarium since I came home from Southern California. The influenza has dealt quite severely with me, but I am now very much better. The heat is a great hardship, but I am able to do a fair amount of work every day. The early morning hours are the most favorable for me. This morning I arose at 2 o'clock. I would be glad to meet with you if any of you come to the Oakland camp meeting. I am expecting to attend the meeting, if the Lord gives me strength. I am glad to hear that, at Nashville, our brethren have secured a beautiful location for a sanitarium. This will be a great help to our brethren in the South. I am glad that Brother Scott has come to act as manager of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. This will leave Brother Ballinger free to give his attention to the raising of means. We will all unite in devising and planning. The Lord will help us if we refuse to indulge in any extravagant outlay of means. We may have to bind about our supposed wants by operating the treatment rooms with less expensive appliances than we would desire.